Time for Open Line is brought to you through a donation from Stelling Enterprises, serving Dillingham for over 30 years with auto repair, gasoline, and tires. Located on Wood River Road at 842-2241.
Those things said on Open Line are the views of the caller and don't reflect the views of KDLG staff, management, or board of directors. Calling us anytime at all. Open Line is next.
Anytime at all. Anytime at all. Anytime at all. All you gotta do is call and I'll be there. Anytime at all. All you gotta do is go and I'll be there.
And good morning. Today is September 15th. It's 7 minutes past 11, and we currently have 53 degrees here in Dillingham. And it's not raining. All right. Presently, anyway. All right, numbers to call, 842-1670 or 800-478-KDLG. And I am going to start the hour off here as a programming change here to Open Line. Over the last 8 months or so, we have really seen the calls drop off to Open Line. And so starting next Monday, Open Line will now be a half hour long. It's going to run from 11 o'clock to 11:30. Fridays, though, we'll stick to an hour, and so that'll be like the old schedule. And so that's starting next Monday. That'll be September 22nd. Open Line will now run from 11 to 11:30. All right, let's go to the calls here. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. A very special birthday wish going out to Blanche E. Chuck from Yuri Long, Lillian, Sammy, Matthew Wayne Ryland, and birthday wish to a young boy up in Atmausach, Drake Anton, better known as Unky Dunky or Ilik Vyaza. Happy birthday with love from Sammy Lily and Matthew Wayne Ryland. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line. Well, how's your pukyun doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And the month?
I'll let you tell us what the month is.
Amiravik.
Yes, that's it.
Amiravik 15, 2014. I'm going to go to Kathy Lorraine Kupchaya Kirin Togiak. Blanche I. E. Chuck here in Togiak as well. Ellen M. Itak Maria of Aleknagik. Pauline Kavalila, Good News Bay. Stacy Nikita, probably there in Dillingham. Sasa B. Ruby in Dillingham. Barbara Peterson and Anna Today of Good News Bay, late pastor's wife, and Sarah Strickland from Jim G. Arknack. Guyana, and God bless you, Bira.
All right, Jimmy, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish my grandson a happy 15th birthday today, Justin Cutler. I hope you have a good day today. Hi, Justin, Stephen, Stacy. Okay, this is from the James family and from his aunt in Seattle, Alexandra and Leah and Eric and Tweet Tweet. Okay, and from Uncle J.R. and Ike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And from Papa. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Jemai, Rob.
Jemai.
How are you today?
Oh, not bad.
Well, gee whiz, we're going to lose a half hour of Open Line, huh? Going to have fast dialing fingers on Friday, I guess.
Yeah, well, with the number of calls we're getting now, it shouldn't be a problem.
Gee whiz, I thought with Glenn calling 3-4 times a day, it'd be enough.
Well, hopefully
no,
we'll...
I'm just kidding. Anyway, I just want to say happy birthday to Ashley Bales over in Naknek, and I hope she has a good day. All right, everybody have a good one. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, and we have two open lines open now, 842-1670. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, this is Sophie. I would like to wish my birthday buddies, Roger Parker and Justin Petla, a very special happy birthday. Coming from Sophie Nikita and family, you all have a blessed day, and everybody else who's celebrating their birthday. Have a good day, everyone, and thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Yes, I'd like to say good morning to Ryan Dunn down there someplace and say good morning to Larry Miller and Mr. and Mrs. Miller down Johnson Hill. I love you. Lena, bye. Come up, bye. Water's hot, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, two lines open here. Let's see. We've got some bulletins here. Nooshigat Cooperative, regular board meeting. Their next one is going to be held on Wednesday, September 17th, and that'll be in the Nooshigat Cooperative Conference Room at 7 p.m. Let's see. The Floatplane Road up in Aleknagik is going to have a naming and ribbon-cutting ceremony. And you can join the mayor, council, staff, and project affiliates in celebrating the completion and naming of the Floatplane Road in memoriam of John Tugaduk Sr. Cookies and punch will be provided, and that'll be held this Thursday, September 18th at 2 p.m., and that'll be at the Floatplane Road, South Shore, Aleknagik. And let's see, City of Aleknagik will be having a city council special meeting. That'll be held on Tuesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. at City Hall. All meetings are open to the public. Everyone is welcome to attend. All right, still two lines open here, 842-1670 or 800-478-5354. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Good morning. I'd like to send a very special birthday wish going out to Blanche Ichuk in Togiak, coming from Carl, Judy, Ronald, Carla, and Yoskik, and Abashak, and also Yolung. Happy birthday, especially from Guliai and Yolung. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you?
I'd like to say a very special belated birthday wish for yesterday to my handsome grandson, Edward Robert Krause Jr., who turned 7 years old yesterday. Happy birthday, my grandson. I love you with all my heart. This is from Grandma Annie. Okay, thank you. Have a good day, Rob.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, two lines open here. There's going to be a pre-submission public hearing for a petition for legislative review of an annexation to the City of Dillingham. It'll be held on September 24th at 6 p.m. The meeting will take place at Dillingham City Hall. Copies of the petition summary can be found at City Hall or online at www.dillinghamak.us. And let's see here. The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation is holding a 2014 Walk of Life in South Naknek on Saturday, September 20th. The walk will begin at noon. It will start at the South Naknek Community Hall, and participants will walk to the Diamond Sea Hill. For more information, you can give someone a call here at 246-6628. Again, that number, 246-6628. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to wish a special happy birthday going out to my son, Justin Petla, coming from your mom, Stacy, and your dad, Sheila. your dad, Stephen Petla. Hold on.
I made it on.
Hello, I'd like to say a special happy birthday to my oldest grandson, Justin Tyler Petla. Happy birthday, Justin, that's coming from your grandma, the Nikitas in Dillingham, and also in New Stoyak. Love you. Bye.
Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning, Open Line. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Rachel Bonney. Happy birthday, babe. Love you. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning on Open Line.
Yes, sir, I'd like to say good morning to Jeff Schroeder over there at Togiak. And I want to say hello to Lena Miller again. How are you doing, Lena? Bye. Call me. Bye.
Good morning on Open Line.
I want to wish my sister, Rachel Murphy, a happy birthday today from Jennifer, Sunny, and the boys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we have two open lines here. You can call 842-1670 or 800-478-5354. Okay, let's see. What other announcements do we have? The annual Ducks Unlimited Banquet here in Dillingham will be held on Saturday, November 15th. Volunteers are needed to help with planning before the event, as well as the night of the event. If you are interested, please contact Charlene Lopez at 528-1426 after 5 p.m., or you can email ducksunlimiteddlg@hotmail.com. Okay. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi there, good morning. This is Margaret Lemons calling. I also want to include my birthday wish to Rachel Murphy. Rachel, I hope you get whatever you wish for your birthday today. You have a great day and know that you're loved. Thank you. Good afternoon or good morning.
Good morning. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I'd like to send a belated anniversary wish going out to Thomas and Rose Tennyson for the 12th. Love you guys and hope you had a great evening together. Coming with lots of love from Mary Ellen, Yako, and Mary Kay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. City of Dillingham will hold a pre-submission public hearing on an annexation petition. And here in Dillingham, that will be September 24th, 6 p.m. at City Hall. And let's see here. They're going to have meetings around the Bristol Bay area. Let's see. The prospective petition is available for public review at the following locations during their regular business hours. And that's going to be, you can see it at Dillingham City Hall, Library, Small Boat Harbor Office, Senior Center, and City of Dillingham website. Also at the Kuryong Tribal Council Office, Ecock Village Council Office, City of Aluknagik Office, Village of Aluknagik Office, Village of Clark's Point Office, City of Manicotic Office, Manicotic Village Office, Bristol Bay Borough Office, Lake and Penn Borough Office, City of Equok Office, City of New Stoyak Office, and New Kliganik Village Council Office. Good morning, you're not there. Okay, 11:20 here, and two open lines available. The Manicotic Wellness Program. For all Manicotic High School students, there will be a meeting of youth to form a youth wellness committee on September 17th at 4 p.m. All high school students are invited to attend. And that's going to be at the Manicotic Village office in Manicotic, and that'll be on Wednesday, September 17th at 4 p.m. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish a very special happy birthday to a good friend of mine. Her name is Rachel Murphy. That's coming from Cora. Hope you have a wonderful day. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, no calls here, so we're going to go into job opportunities.
Delta Western Fuel is proud to sponsor Job Opportunities, a local company offering residential heating fuel and commercial deliveries of diesel, gasoline, marine, and aviation fuels. Delta Western, Alaska's petroleum distributor.
This is Pat calling from the Bristol Bay Job Center.
Today, I'd like to highlight some Dillingham job openings. BB&A has openings for a Community Development Program Manager, Head Start Transportation Coordinator, Caseworkers, Infant Toddler Learning Center Teacher, Custodian, Tribal Energy Program Manager, and Family Violence Prevention Division Manager. The City of Dillingham has openings for a Heavy Equipment Operator, Library Aide, Police and Correction Officers. The Dillingham City School District has an opening for an Instructional Aide. Grandma's House has openings for on-call caregivers. Hope Community Resources has openings for Individual Support Specialist. KDLG has openings for a Program Director and for part-time announcers. Nooshkak Cooperative has openings for a Telephone Technician, Network Services Supervisor, Construction Supervisor, and Electric Operations Manager. Penn Air has openings for a Station Agent and Customer Service Agent. SAFE has openings for a Residential Advocate, On-Call Advocate, and MySpace Advocate. The Southwest Region School District has an opening for Maintenance Foreman. The State Department of Commerce has an opening for a Local Government Specialist. The State Department of Health and Social Services has an opening for Public Health Nurse. The State Department of Transportation has an opening for an Office Assistant. The UAF Bristol Bay Campus has an opening for a Vocational Career Technical Coordinator. The U.S. Postal Service has openings for a Mail Processing Clerk and Sales Associate. And Vitus Energy has an opening for Terminal Manager, Delivery Truck Driver. The Bristol Bay Job Center now has high-speed internet access for your job search needs. For information on job openings, help with applications, resumes, or interview preparation, visit the Bristol Bay Job Center on Wood River Road or call 842-5579. And outside Dillingham, call 1-800-478-5579 or visit our website at jobs.alaska.gov. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Job Opportunities was sponsored by Delta Western, supplying local communities for over 20 years with fuels, petroleum products, and service. Delta Western, Alaska's petroleum distributor.
All right, about 24 minutes past 11, and we still have no calls. So I will continue to read bulletins. Let's see, the city of Dillingham has got a list of meetings. Of course, they've got their city council meeting coming up on Wednesday, September 24th at 6 p.m. That's going to be in the council chambers. And a Finance and Budget Committee meeting on Monday, September 15th, that's today, at 5:30 in the Council Chambers. Library Advisory Board meeting on Saturday, September 27th at 9 a.m. The library, at the library, and this is a workshop. Planning Commission will be holding a meeting on Monday, today, at 5:30, and that'll be in the upstairs conference room at City Hall. And then a School Facility Committee meeting on Wednesday, September 17th, 12:15 p.m. at City Hall. The, let's see, so there's some new lunch hour or half hour for the Dillingham Senior Center. It's now going to be from noon until 12:30, and that's effective today, starting today. Lunch at the Senior Center is 1/2 hour from noon to 12:30. Again, to get on open line, 842-1670 or 800-478-5354. Let's see. City of Alaknagik has two vacancies for their City of Alaknagik Advisory Planning Committee. And the committee meets. They perform functions of planning, platting, and zoning. The committee will meet at least 6 times a year and serve a 3-year term of office. To qualify, you must be a resident for the past 12 months and a registered voter of Alaknagik. If you're interested in serving on the Alaknagik Advisory Planning Committee, they ask that you send your letter of interest to the City of Alaknagik, P.O. Box 33, Alaknagik 99555. If you have any questions, need more information, you can contact the city office at 842-5953. Oh, let's see here. The okay, well, we've run through the some bulletins here. Let's just take a quick break.
The 23rd annual Tony's Run is Sunday, September 21st, the first Sunday after moose season ends. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. A 5K, 10K, half marathon, or marathon course await you to walk, run, roll, or volunteer. Details and registration are at raceroster.com. Registration closes Friday, September 19th at 5 p.m. The potluck is at the downtown fire hall from 3 to 6:30 p.m., and shirts will be for sale there for $15. If you need help, you can call Lisa at SAFE at 842-2320. See you at Tony's Run.
All right, 7:27, we still have no calls. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, that due to the lack of calls, I guess over the last 6 or 8 months here on Open Line, we're going to make a programming change here, and we are now going to reduce the hours from 11, a little after 11 to 11:30. And that's going to start next Monday. But Friday's Open Line will stay 1 hour. So that's, again, starting next Monday, the 22nd. All right, still no calls here, so let's take a look at the weather and let's see what the forecast is calling for here over the next couple days. Starting off with the Bristol Bay area today, calling for patchy morning fog, periods of rain, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s, and variable winds 10 miles per hour, except west 10 to 20 miles per hour along the Western Capes and the Alaska Peninsula. Tonight, calling for periods of rain in the evening, then a chance of rain after midnight. Lows will be in the mid-40s to lower 50s, and west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, switching to the south after midnight. On Tuesday, tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, except numerous showers along the Western Capes and the Alaska Peninsula. Highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s and southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tomorrow night, periods of rain, except scattered showers near King Salmon. Lows around 50 with east winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with local gusts to 35 miles per hour after midnight. And for Wednesday, cloudy, chance of rain, except rain likely along the Western Capes and the Aleutian Range. Highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s and east winds 15 to 20, 30 miles per hour with local gusts to 40 miles per hour. And let's see, looking at the Unalakleet area forecast today, cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, highs in the 50s, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming east 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers, lows in the 40s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs in the 50s, southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the evening, then isolated rain showers overnight. Lows in the 40s, east winds to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers, highs in the 50s, with northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. Looking at Anchorage forecast, if you're heading over there, today they're expecting periods of light rain with highs in the 50s. Variable winds 10 miles per hour. Along the Turnagain Arm and higher elevations, you can expect southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour in the morning, then increasing 25 to 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, periods of rain, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, and variable winds to 10 miles per hour, except southeast 20 to 35 miles per hour along the Turnagain Arm and higher elevations. Marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay. Today, west winds 15 to 20 knots, rain likely, patchy fog before 1 p.m. with seas of 4 to 6 feet. Tonight, south to southwest winds 10 to 20 knots, chance of rain. Seas 4 to 6 feet. For tomorrow, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, rain likely, mainly after 1 p.m. with seas around 3 feet. Tomorrow night, east to southeast winds 15 to 25 knots with rain, seas 4 to 5 feet. For Wednesday, east southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, chance of rain, seas 2 to 3 feet. And for Wednesday night, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, chance of rain, seas around 2 feet. For Thursday, north northeast winds 15 to 20 knots, chance of rain, seas around 3 feet. Port high into Cape Sirichef. Today, west to southwest winds 20 to 25 knots, scattered showers with seas of 7 to 9 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming south to southeast after midnight. Rain likely, mainly after 1 a.m., with seas of 4 to 5 feet. And for Tuesday, tomorrow, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming west to northwest in the afternoon. Rain, mainly after or before 1 p.m., seas 2 to 3 feet. Tomorrow night, west to northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, chance of rain, seas around 3 feet. And for Wednesday, west to northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, chance of rain, seas 3 to 4 feet. Tonight's sunset, it's before 9 o'clock now, 8:57 p.m., and it's after 8 a.m. now, the sunrise, 8:04 a.m. Continuing to lose those hours of daylight. All right, we are at 53 degrees, and it doesn't look like it's raining out right now here at the KDLG studios. And barometer, it's on the rise right now, 29.42 inches of mercury. And next tides, let's see here, Nooshigak. There is a low tide coming up at 3:17 this afternoon, minus 1.1 feet. And then a high tide at 9:41 this evening with 21.2 feet. And for the Naknek River, their next tide, low tide, 3:55 this afternoon, minus 0.1 feet. And then a high tide at 9:43 this evening, 23.9 feet of water. And that's it for the weather forecast. And be right back. Take some more calls.
The weather has been brought to you by Icicle Seafoods.
Good morning. You're on open line.
Hi, good morning. I'm trying to do a verbal message just only. Mike Kane up the Nooshigak, I'm hoping that you hear this. I'm a little worried about you. You were supposed to arrive yesterday, and I'm not quite sure what to do about that. I'm trying to call some people from back home to find out what I should do. If I don't hear from you tomorrow, I think I'll call in for some help. So just so you know, I'm down here thinking about you and looking out and get the ball rolling if you don't show up shortly. All right, my friend. Hope all is well. I love you big. Chat with you soon, hopefully. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And let's see. We're at 11:34 and no calls. So we're going to take a little break here and listen to some music.
Gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games.
Good morning, you're on open line.
Nah, I don't want to listen to that stuff.
What's that?
I don't want to listen to that, so I called.
Okay.
I'd like to send a happy birthday wish to Justin Petla up at Nustriak. He's probably in school, but his mom's listening. But happy birthday, Justin, and to whomever else is having a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday and happy anniversary. And hello to Mr. and Mrs. Noodles, and have a good day.
All right, you too.
Have a good day, Rob.
Mm-hmm. You too. All right, Dan, got another call. Good morning, you're on open line.
Good morning. Hope you had a good weekend, Rob.
I did, yeah.
Great.
It wasn't bad.
Good, me too. I'd like our listeners to know that the Dillingham Arts Council is having their first meeting of the season tomorrow evening, and we'd like to invite not only just past members, but any interested people in the community that might be new to our community or may have lived here and now would like to see what's going on with the Arts Council and have some input. We're planning our season's calendar of events tomorrow night and setting our budget, so, and electing new officers. It's a great time for someone new to come and get involved. If anyone wants more information, they can call me, Marianne, at 842-3220. And otherwise, our meeting will be tomorrow night, that's Tuesday, 5:15, in the Elektnigek building on the first floor, the Adult Education Department. I think
all right.
That's it.
Okay, well, if you want us to put that on the bulletin board, you could fax or send it to us at info@kdlg.org.
Info@kdlg. Maybe
yes.
I'll do that.
Yep.
Yes.
And we'll,
thanks a lot,
we'll put
Bob.
That on and read it for you. Yep.
All right, appreciate
all right.
That.
Have
okay,
a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 11:37 and two open lines available here. Give us a call. And let's see what's on the trading post. Doesn't look like there's too much, but someone is looking to buy Braylers. If you have some for sale, 907-233-4033 is the number to call. Somebody also is wanting to buy blueberries and huckleberries. 842-1529 is the number on that one. Someone has a 36-inch by 24-inch steel wood stove for sale and be good for a steam or shop. $450, 843-2500. And somebody has a queen-size mattress that's brand new, $300 or best offer. And 842-5460 is the number on that. Good morning on Open Line.
Yes, I'd like to say good morning to Dale Peters over there at Naknek. Say good morning to Eddie Clark and say good morning to Linda Miller again. If you do come up, bring my canteen, please. Bye. It's a green one. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Yeah, it's me. Say my name again. Jeff Moxley, I'm for the pebble mine, especially for the Iliamna Naknek area, because they can't go to a place to get a job, and that pebble mine will be a place for them. See if they could. Build the pipeline, and there's caribou under there. Yeah, they could do it, you know. Gee whiz, yeah, build that pebble mine. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. Wow, what a beautiful 54-degree weather today. It was in the 60s this weekend. That was really, really nice. Anyway, I just wanted to say happy birthday to the people having a birthday. Happy anniversary to the people having an anniversary. We're having a Saturday market this weekend. I hope people will join us. I'm looking for baked goods, and tables are open to anyone who'd like to sell anything. Thanks a lot, and I hope everybody has a good week.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good day. All right. 11:40, and still about 15 minutes to go in the program here. And we have two lines open. And let's listen to a couple announcements here.
Teach me her secret fry bread recipe. My father will have a daughter to take to ball games. My sister will have someone to tell her secrets to. I will make the team. I will go to college. I will have the chance to fall in love, get married, and have a family of my own. And I will be able to do all of this because I will take the test and I will know my status.
Know your body, know your status. To find out more about HIV and where to get tested, visit your local clinic or log on to hivtest.org.
Good morning on Open Line.
Hello, good morning. For yesterday, we'd like to wish a very, very special happy belated 37th birthday to Nani Noon Sally Takmalra in Montana. God bless you with many more. We love you always. And it's coming with lots of love from Ray, Marilyn, Shayna, Julia, Raina, Mark, Matthew, Boo Boo, Amber, Ariel, and Britt. And for today, we'd like to wish a very special happy 9th birthday to Lumi Yagi, Stacy Krause. God bless you with many more. We love you. And also a very special happy birthday to Blanche in Togia. God bless you with many more, Blanche. We love you. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Yes, hi, good morning. I'd like to wish a very special happy birthday going out to Sophie Nikita, and that's coming from the Ashcook families. Happy birthday, and God grant you many more years, and also to Preston and Justin Kumulukpak from the Ashcook family. Hey, and who else is having a birthday and anniversary? Happy anniversary, happy birthday, and have a good day.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hey, good morning, Rob. I've got a message, verbal message going out to Jillian. Call Clifford on regards of your ring size. My number is 842-1608. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, I'm calling to congratulate my three sister-in-laws and their husbands, Sally and Brian, Anisha and Ben, and Angie and Mike. Thank you very much for inviting us. May God grant you many happy years. Thank you, Open Line, and hello to my son, Sergey, Johnny, daughter, Anna, daughter, Zana, grandson, Avery, and Clayton, and to husband, Sergey. Hi, love and miss you all. Thank you very much, Open Line.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain. "I don't know, kid." The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible. "Bad aches here. Bad aches." He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
All right, number to call, 842-1670 or 800-478-5354. Get on open line. We have about 10 minutes left to go here, and calls are quite slow again today. All right, let's see. The Senior Center will be holding a rummage sale. It's rescheduled from a couple weeks ago, and they'll have it this Saturday, September 20th. The Nooshkak Cooperative Board of Directors will be meeting on this Wednesday, September 17th at 7 p.m. in the Cooperative Conference Room. The Float Plain Road in Halaknagik is going to have a naming and ribbon-cutting ceremony. You can join the mayor, council, staff, and project affiliates in celebrating the completion and naming of the Float Plain Road in memoriam of John Tugatuk Sr. They'll have cookies and punch will be provided, and that'll be this Thursday, September 18th at 2 p.m., and that's going to be at the Float Plain Road, South Shore, Halaknagik. Good morning. You're on open line.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to wish Barbara Peterson a happy birthday. I don't know where she lives, but this is from all her friends in King Salmon, Natnik area. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, no calls, so let's listen to another announcement here.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, on open line.
Good morning. I would like to report to see if anybody found a brown wallet and has a tribal card in it and everything. Tim Jenkins, call him at 907-289-1462 if found. Thank you. You have a nice day. Bye.
You too.
I mushed from Point Barren through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska,
Hello?
Good morning, you're on open line.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to wish a good friend of mine, Rachel Murphy, happy birthday today, and this is from my friend Mike. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My feet, I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the ceiling. With a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug, we did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
Good morning, on open line.
Oh, I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number again. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, he'll be 6 feet below.
All right, and we still have two lines open here. Call, get on open line, 842-1670, 800-478-5354. Oh, let's see, a couple items again on the trading post here. Someone's looking to buy Braillers, 907-233-4033. Someone looking to buy Blueberry and Huckleberries, 842-1529. For sale, 36-inch by 24-inch steel wood stove. It's good for a steam or shop. $450, 843-2500. And then for sale, a queen-size mattress, brand new, $300 or best offer, 842-5460. Good morning on open line.
Good morning. For Friday, I would like to wish my sister and brother-in-law, Thomas Dennison, a very special happy anniversary. That was for Friday. And also on Friday, a very special happy birthday going out to my daughter, Bessie Kaparak. Happy birthday, baby. We love you. Hope you had a good day. And I hope my sister and mother had a good day also. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Two open lines here. Oh, let's see here. Let's take another little short break here.
Hi, kids. This is Olympic skier Keegan Randall. What are we going to do?
Get out of the way!
When are we going to do it?
Every day!
Parents, sign up your children for the Healthy Future Challenge. Elementary schools across Alaska are participating in this free program. Kids will get cool prizes when they turn out and play and keep track of their physical activity. It's fun for the whole family. Find out if your child's school is signed up for the Healthy Future Challenge. Visit playeveryday.alaska.gov.
Nobody there. Okay, again, 842-1670 or 800-478-5354. Good morning on open line.
Yes, good morning, Rob. I just happened to think that there's another organization, the Quilters in Dillingham, are meeting near the end of this month for, actually, it's a three-day session of quilting, and we're having some classes. If anyone is new to the community or, again, other residents who would like to come and get involved, it's a very diverse group of ladies that have this one common bond. They like to sew, but knitters are welcome to come too, or painters or anything like that, and or just come and see what we're doing. We're going to be making aprons, purses, and gift boxes this time, and the dates are the 26th in the evening, and we usually have a pizza dinner that night and then a potluck for Saturday, which would be the 27th. And then Sunday, we usually have a big breakfast that maybe some steel-cut oatmeal and various toppings. It's just a wonderful weekend. If people want to come, participate in the event, or just watch and see what's going on and get involved later. So
right,
for
Marianne,
more information on
there
that, there's a different number to call, and that's 842-3917.
Okay, great. And you could send that one to us, too. If
all right. I hadn't even thought of that till just now, but I'll do that. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on open line.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday today. I can shout out to Sarah Williams, my nephew, Mrs. Two, all over Bristol, Alaska. Come from yours, B. Williams, and I put the next cohort here. And the rest of my friends, all over Bristol, area. Everybody drive safe, love one another. By any chance, is there any puppies giveaways lately yet?
We don't have any on the trading post.
Okay, I'll be listening for the puppies to give away. Okay, you have a nice day, drive safe.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. All right, and one there. Just got about 30 seconds left if you want to get on open line, 842-1670. And for the program ends here. Let's see. Okay, City of Aleknagik will have their next City Council special meeting. Will be on Tuesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. at City Hall. All meetings are open to the public, and everyone is welcome to attend. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, doll. Forgot to save your number. Call me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. All right, that's going to do it for Open Line. And everyone having birthdays, anniversaries, have a great day. Stay tuned. News is up next.
Ang nikanu tiris penun, ang nikanu tiris penun, ang nikanu tiris penun, ang nikanu tiris penun.
Time for Open Line is brought to you through a donation from Stelling Enterprises, serving Dillingham for over 30 years with auto repair, gasoline, and tires. Located on Wood River Road at 842 2241.